taking the initiative. As I have studied the six transcendent events of the Restoration, I have been deeply impressed by the fact that each one came about through the initiative of the Prophet Joseph. Not only did he open the heavens by earnestly searching and praying to know the Lord's will, but he also fully carried out the Lord's instructions through a lifetime of constant effort. He became the instrument of restoring the gospel by translating the Book of Mormon and publishing it to the world. After being ordained to the apostleship in 1829, he took the initiative to reestablish the church and kingdom of God. He received and published many other revelations, sent the fullness of the everlasting gospel to the four quarters of the earth, gathered thousands of converts, built cities and temples, restored the ordinances of the Lord's house, and instructed and organized the saints to bring salvation to God's children on both sides of the veil. He did all of this in the face of severe persecution, demonstrating almost superhuman faith and courage. And finally, he sealed his mission and his works with his own blood. By contrast, I believe that too many people simply wait for things to happen to them. For example, some have developed such bitter feelings about the deep, profound problems in their lives that they become caught up in blaming and transferring responsibility. In many cases, they're expecting God to take the initiative in solving their problems. But even though our difficulties can all be transcended through the power of the Atonement, we are the ones who must take the initiative to tap into that power. President David O. McKay often taught that God, unlike Satan, allows us to take the initiative in our relationship with Him. Why? Because He wants to promote the growth of His children. In fact, our personal development is the criterion for everything He does. That is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Joseph Smith said that God Himself, finding that He was in the midst of spirits and glory, because He was more intelligent, saw proper to institute laws whereby the rest could have a privilege to advance like Himself. The relationship we have with God places us in a situation to advance in knowledge. He has power to institute laws to instruct the weaker intelligences, that they may be exalted with Himself, so that they might have one glory upon another, and that all knowledge, power, glory, and intelligence, which is requisite in order to save them in the world of spirits. Close quote from the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith. The Savior said, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." Ask, seek, knock. These are initiative words, and they tell us that we should become people who make things happen instead of passively waiting for things to happen. In fact, it's our very nature to do so. The Scriptures say that through Christ's redemption, the children of men have become free forever, knowing good from evil, to act for themselves and not to be acted upon. Close quote.